Okay, it's make a wish time.
I wish for another amazing episode.
Well, that's going to happen no matter what.
Okay, wish. Hold on. Is this thing on?
For sure.
All right, let's get ready to go. I would like to start off with some gratitude.
Well, that's the only way to start.
Grateful for another day. Grateful that I can hear the wind. And you know what I was thinking yesterday? I'm grateful that I can hear the wind and the leaves rustling. Yeah. In the trees. You know, I'm grateful that I can pedal my bike. I'm grateful for my bike. I'm grateful for my bed, for another good night's rest. I'm just grateful for another day that I get to breathe and to be healthy and to keep 100 pounds off.
Yeah. Wow. No doubt. No doubt. That's awesome. I'm grateful for waking up this morning and opening up a couple gifts. Those are my eyes.
I love that.
I'm also grateful for you guys being back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo. We founded Plantspiration to help people go plant-based for their health, for the animals, and the planet.
People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and breaking free from the standard American lifestyle that's keeping people sick today. And to now we run the nonprofit, reaching mm-hmm. and teaching people all over the world how to prevent and reverse disease, lose weight, and feel great. Thank you, everybody, for coming back. This is episode 47. Wow. You know, I cannot believe we're coming up to 1 year that we've actually been doing a podcast. We're doing it. We're yeah. doing it. And that's what we kind of came in here talking about is, you know, what are we doing on the outside of running Plantspiration, a global nonprofit? Mm-hmm. You know, we're just over here saving lives.
Heck yeah. I mean,
that's I want to talk do. About it.
That's what we do.
I want to get more of this information out there. And starting with, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or if
Pinktober.
What we call it is Let's Beat Breast Cancer Month, yeah. where evidence meets real-time action. This month, we've teamed up with the Physicians Committee for our Let's Beat Breast Cancer campaign, and we're giving away free classes, free memberships, mm-hmm. and hope, because awareness means nothing without action, and we're all about taking action.
That's what it's about. It's the only way that it works.
It's the I mean, I don't want, I always say, I don't want you guys just to be sitting here listening to me coaching or teaching these nutrition classes. We get people actually doing it.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was thinking about earlier. I still can't put it together how we were talking the other day, but it was like, you got to like be inspired and do it and see the results, the action. You can't like just see the action and get inspired. Like, you got to make it happen.
Well, this is why I say go 100%. 99%, it mm-hmm. takes a long time to actually see something happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can talk more about that if you want. But I want everybody to go to plantspiration.org/LBBC. Mm-hmm. Take the pledge. The pledge is letting the Physicians Committee know you're taking the pledge. You're going to keep a health. You're going to maintain a healthy weight. Mm-hmm. You're going to get moving, get that exercise in. We know that fights cancer. We know getting to a healthy weight reduces our risk for breast cancer significantly. Mm-hmm. We're going to limit that alcohol, and we're going to eat whole food, plant-based, exactly what yeah. we're reaching and teaching people to do. I mean, it's true. These pink ribbons, this is just a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
This is not going to do what plants can do. 90 to 95% of breast cancer is diet and lifestyle related. So please get into the classes. Let's get this information and join us as we crush chronic disease over here.
I mean, totally. The information is education. And there's not, I mean, when you just buy products with pink on it, you know, or pink products, or how they call it. It's like, where, oh yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm over it.
What?
There's what, something we can do.
Exactly.
Not buy products that actually promote the very disease that they're trying to raise awareness for. So let's get real. Speaking of getting real, how was your week? This felt like a nice, smooth week. We had a great class. Okay. We started our Let's Beat Breast Cancer classes.
Yeah, that was fun.
But how has your week been? You've been...
Yeah, like always, busy.
Yeah, you did something different though this
Definitely
week.
Definitely busy. It's been busy. Did our class. That was fun.
Yes.
Went and visited a buddy from childhood friend. Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
That was great. That was awesome.
I'm so excited that you went out. I'm so excited that you went out to go jam. You've been wanting to play your guitar. You've been wanting to do that.
Yeah.
How was that? How did that go? Because I said, don't tell me. Don't tell me, I said. We're going to wait to talk about it in here. Because you got home late. I was already knocked out.
It wasn't that late. It wasn't like a jam set. It wasn't like 30 years ago when I was in the band.
It wasn't?
It wasn't that late, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I go to bed early.
I was home by 9:30. Come on.
And I was asleep.
That's usually just when when it gets going.
Yeah, it ended. So you didn't like jam out like you thought?
Well, we jammed a little bit, but...
Wait a minute. How did it go? So... How long have you guys known each other? These guys probably want to know a little bit more about what's going on.
In dog years?
Or, no.
It was a long time. Since
you don't
bicycles.
Say that.
Since
what?
Bicycles. Yeah, we met on bicycles.
That's right.
13?
I thought that was Bob.
30, him too. Yeah, I mean, same thing.
So you guys, I know you guys go way back, and mm-hmm. I'm excited. So you go over there, you got your guitars. I was already out on a bike ride.
Yeah. We used to jam together, early 90s. You know, we would... Early 90s, 91 or 2, something like
that. Yeah, I was around.
We jammed. We just used to hang out at his place, and he's an awesome drummer. And yeah, we would just kind of screw around and jam some tunes and used to do a little band thingy.
How did it go?
When? Back
just,
then
you get
yesterday?
There, you see him. It's been a while since
it's
you guys
been
have
a while.
Seen each
it's
other.
It's been a while. Yeah. I mean, you want step by step? Because I get there, so. I'm like, I ring the bell. I'll
run you through the beginning. I love this.
I ring the bell. I'm like,
John, everybody's listening.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about you guys. No, no. Just kidding.
Keep going.
I like ring the bell. And this is like a little over an hour drive. So I'm like ringing the bell. I'm like, hey, I'm knocking on the door. Oh, what's up? I'm texting. I'm like, dude, I'm here. You know? Then I was going to text him, hey, I'm going to go pee behind your garage. But I didn't text him that. I just went behind the garage because
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, dude, are you going to answer
now
to
he knows.
I don't know if he was sleeping or what. Well,
is he all right?
Yeah, I know. That's what I texted him. Are you okay?
Oh, no.
I'm like, holy smokes. Hey, you know, and he comes to the door finally because I rang the other bell. I'm like, dude, holy cow. I was worried about him, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I was like, dude, are you all right? He's like, yeah, you know, I'm doing all right. I'm like, what's going on? I could tell, you know, it wasn't 100%.
Right away.
Yeah, right away, mm-hmm. You know? He's like, yeah, I spent 3 days in the hospital.
What?
I'm like, what? Dude, holy cow. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I just couldn't. I was at work on Friday.
What?
And I just couldn't breathe. It was like, I felt like I was drowning. Well, he was. He was like an AFib.
No.
Yeah, he was like, holy cow, he spent 3 days in the hospital. I'm like, what the hell am I even doing here, dude? You should be chilling. You can't even sit behind a drum set. Oh, no, we're playing.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. No, I mean,
so
he's
you
like,
guys
dude,
did jam.
I haven't seen you in forever, you know? Yeah, it's probably been, I mean, we were trying to think back. I'm like, geez, what was
my
it
mind's
like?
Going 100 million. It's 14, going 100 words a minute right
13
now.
13 years, 14. This is like, we just started. It's been a while, about 13 years, I think.
What song did you start out with?
There wasn't one. Like, dude, let's just jam. Let's just go. This is how we used to do it. Let's just play and just have a good time. And he had a bass player, another guy. Well, he could play a lot of drums and regular guitar and bass. And
mm-hmm.
So we had a good time. And another guy came over, so we jammed there. About
four guys all together?
No, just the three of us.
The three of you guys.
Yeah. It was fun.
And he just lays on you that he was at the hospital.
I'm like, holy cow. He's like, yeah, man. So I'm just like trying to do better and everything. I'm like, I'll help you with that.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I pulled out my lunch bag. I'm like,
you
I
did.
Got all the food
I
right
saw
here.
You were getting some stuff ready. What
oh,
did you
I
bring?
Stuffed. It was like I would leave for work. It was like lunch, dude. But I had stuff to make wraps. I had
You brought the lavash?
I brought my lavash bread, some hummus. Yeah. Spinach.
Yes.
I shredded carrots before I left.
This is awesome.
Bell peppers, cucumber, you know, all the good
what
stuff.
What are the odds? I mean, you had no idea he was sick.
No, I had no idea.
I love them, by the way.
Well, I always just bring my food. He called the other days. Hey, yeah, I'm over at the store. What can I get you? I'm like, yeah, get some chickpeas. He's like, what? I'm like, nice. Yeah, garbanzo beans, chickpeas, whatever. Oh, yeah, wow, I see him right here in a can. I'm
amazing.
Like, grab a couple cans.
How thoughtful.
Yeah, right? So I brought the basil and tomatoes and the balsamic to make a nice, delicious little munch there.
So you break out the lavash, you break out
I made a wrap, but I already brought a wrap, half of a wrap. Mm-hmm. I ate half before I
what
left
were you saying? So you get there and you just start like breaking out
I'm
your
like,
food?
Well,
now,
no.
This is like reversed.
I know this was like my first little plant intervention.
This was a plant intervention. Yeah, tell us about it.
I just was like, well, just trying to tell them about foods. And, you know, when you're talking to people, all I hear is the old me. Well, you know, I don't eat red meat anymore, you know, and I just eat chicken instead.
That's what
he
said. I don't like, because that's an initial thing people say to me right away is I don't eat any red meat.
I don't eat.
Right. You know, I laid off the red meat.
Yeah, I eat, you know, lean chicken breasts and stuff.
And you're making the wrap at this point. Like you're explaining the hummus and.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, if you're listening, you should be making these wraps. So go ahead and explain. They're lavash or a wrap.
Any wrap. I don't care what you use.
As
long as you're not putting animal on it, you're going to do a hell of a lot better.
Exactly. The wrap. Then we've got this. We love Oasis hummus, by the way.
If you can find it, no oil hummus.
So you're spreading that on. And what do you even, I mean, my mind is going a million words a minute right now because I'm usually in that situation and I'm rapid fire. They don't call me a plant interventionist for nothing. I make immediate change in those moments. And now you're here and you've got the food, which is like your weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're making the wrap and he's saying right away, like everybody, I don't do this. I don't do this. Saying all the good things that they're trying to do. Because why?
Yeah, right. I mean, well.
Holy especially, shnikes.
Well, when something happens, then it's like, holy shit, I got to do something about my health, my condition. I just want people to not wait until something happens.
Why don't people call
because
us?
Because if you start ahead of time, it's a lot less is going to happen.
Let me ask you this. Why don't they call us?
I don't know. It's.
They know what we're doing.
I know. Oh, he knows. He knows. He knows what we're doing. I mean, I don't know. I don't. That's a question.
Some people do. So I want to just say that. We get calls from people all the time. That's not what I mean. But I mean, maybe he was waiting for you to get to the house and the timing of this, I hope. So go on. So you're making the wraps. You get the wraps in his mouth. Yeah. He's saying he doesn't eat meat.
Well, I cut it up. His girl's laid out right now. She's got illness too. You know, like a lot of America, people are sick, you know, a lot of different things. Anything, whatever it is.
She's sick too. From heart disease
to this, to that, to everything.
Oh my gosh.
It's from the food.
I'm sure you said that, but what's going on?
I cut these up. And I'm like, yeah, bring some up to her, man. Oh, yeah, she loves them.
She didn't even come down.
Yeah, she's hurting. Yeah,
please keep going.
Yeah, so he brought some to her. He's like, man, these are good. I'm like, dude, this is simple.
Look at it.
I mean, you whip it out, throw some hummus on there, and you got some veggies. I don't care. You don't have to be these exact veggies.
Is this what the shredded carrots were that you brought?
Yeah.
You brought the shredded carrots. Of course. I was too busy packing my bike bag.
I just love the shredded carrots. I mean, that's got to go on it. Those are just delish.
And you brought the spinach.
Spinach, yeah.
And
bell peppers and some cucumbers. We still had some of that red cabbage shredded up. So
you brought that too.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
That's
hot. I'm making myself hungry. I don't know about you guys.
I'm just letting you know that's hot. I'm just going to say that. Okay. That you're bringing your food. And it was like you had your medicine bag right there.
That was it.
You had your medicine bag right there. You're like, boom, let me take this out. Yeah. Is he taking it in?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's taking in the information, he's hearing it, and, you know, and while I'm talking about, you know, you got to just clean it up, you know, we got to just do this.
I mean, he's in the room with the master himself, reversing diabetes, heart disease, reversing autoimmune. You're there now in his kitchen where so many people wish this could happen.
I know.
So, he eats the wrap, she eats the wrap.
Yeah, it's awesome. They love it. This is great. You know, it's just an idea somewhere to start. I'm like...
The timing.
Yeah. And I mean, I was there just to jam. I thought we were going to just jam whatever.
Yeah,
but this is so much. I know. But this was like important, you know.
We're just over here saving lives. I just want to save a life. This saves lives. This is what I want to explain to people.
Yeah, I
want to
jam again someday. So I need to get you like healthier.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's a lot to take in? Because I love them.
I know.
Do you feel like they're gonna give this a chance?
I mean, I hope so. It's really hard to tell.
It is hard.
It's hard to tell. You know, I mean, a lot of people are just
it's nobody's
like, no.
fault. It's cognitive dissonance right away when we start saying it, you know, but I don't eat red meat. That's just kind of what we've learned to do. We did it. We did it. That's how
well,
we know.
And well, that goes hand in hand with you're not, you don't have the education on it. You don't know that it doesn't matter. Red meat, chicken meat, fish, eggs, dairy.
And
it's
you've
all
got
the
medical
same.
System out there just absolutely I bet they didn't ask him what he ate this entire time with AFib. No. Which, by the way, we have had somebody at a Plantspiration reverse their AFib. Yeah. We know it's reversible through diet and lifestyle.
Yeah.
So this is what I mean. Nobody went home. The American Medical Association just started saying lifestyle medicine, diet and lifestyle to back up the to fight breast cancer, to fight disease.
Right.
You guys, this goes across the board. We know that it reverses heart disease. We know that it can reverse Alzheimer's, prostate cancer, breast cancer.
I know. And I'm thinking about that. You know, finally they're gonna say, oh yeah, this, but they didn't say, oh, this will help everything you got going on. You're better off with it. No, but this will help with breast cancer. You know what I'm saying? It didn't really get into
and they know it works. Heart and he knows and it works. Yeah. They know it works. They watch us. Mm-hmm. They see us. Maybe you know it works. You're listening. You're seeing us. What is stopping you from going 100%? Because you deserve that. And we also know, we know what was stopping us. It was completely cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
It was like all these things rolled into one, that immediate thing of like, yeah, well great.
All the stuff.
First,
where do I get protein? Where do I get my calcium? Where am I going to get all this stuff that
did
I
he
need?
Ask those questions? Was that was that coming up?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's a bonus to me when, you know, there's an understanding.
Yeah, it wasn't like a back tit for tat back and forth. Well, how am I going to do? How am I? You know, wasn't like that. He was just taking in what I was saying,
fiber,
sharing the information with his girl and the food. Sharing that.
Did you talk about fiber?
They dug it. I mean,
I don't know what level you got into. It's a lot. So
it was a lot. I mean, you know, he just was out of the hospital three days now. You know, I was like, holy cow. Like, it was just that week, just last week. I was like, why am I even here? Dude, you could have told me, you know.
I'm glad you were there.
Yeah, big time.
I'm glad you were there. I'm glad they tasted something, because sometimes just tasting something and realizing that this isn't going to suck the way that our brain immediately told us cognitive dissonance was, what do you mean this can heal us? Yeah. I don't want to give anything up that would make me feel good, because this is all I have to live for. You know, I remember having this conversation, like, I'm not giving up wine and cheese and, you know, this is what I'm living for, is this flavor, this, I love food.
Well, I know. Well, because during that time, it doesn't occur.
The pleasure.
It doesn't occur to you that we're going to make other food that tastes just like it. We're going to still have the same flavors and foods. You don't know, because
you're
you don't know.
Busy thinking about what you're giving up that you don't think about what you're going to gain. And man, you're going to gain your life back.
Yeah,
like I don't have any other example or proof other than you're going to gain your life back.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? And this is, it's just, you have to know there's something you can do. And I understand when we get stuck in that, the lifelong habits, the culture, the pleasure associated with what we have been so used to. But that's why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah. That's why we keep sharing all these lives that are changing and that are getting saved. It's
Seriously.
Worth it. And I want more people to hear about it. We're up against an industry, for goodness sakes, a medical system that is not into getting people healthy. There's no money in that.
I know.
You know, doctors aren't telling people freely, hey, did you know this could be reversible. Most of the chronic diseases are reversible.
They can't tell them something they don't know or don't believe.
What did I just hear? It was like 2% of cancers are actually genetics.
Yeah.
That has been out for over 20 years. We've known that. 30 years. A long time. Since the 80s. I think it was T. Colin Campbell, right?
Yeah.
So this is why we were on the other side. We were in that cognitive dissonance, where that mental discomfort caused that conflict. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you think you, what are you thinking about right now? Because I could tell you're thinking deep.
I'm just trying to listen to you so I don't lose track. I mean, it's just so much about everything. Yeah. It's just, God, it's not your fault. That's what really sucks. Everything that we've learned is just like friggin' backwards.
It really is. I say it a lot of times with my clients. I say, you know, they didn't teach us this in school, how to take care of ourselves mentally, physically. I mean, we had PE, and most of us were getting told by somebody who was unhealthy to run around while they sat down and watched us, for the majority, not all. And I know there's some amazing, I know that was a couple negative examples I gave, but it is that cognitive dissonance that we see consistently. Unhealthy doctors, you know what I mean? Unhealthy people doing stuff like that, giving out advice. Go on, what were you going to say?
No, it's just a lot of things you don't learn about it in school, is what you were saying. And
I remember
in high school, I took the home ec class, the cooking class.
What did you learn?
I didn't matter. I just knew they were making cookies and stuff. It always smelled good. So I'm like, I'm gonna take that class. Right. Yeah. And there's chicks in there. That, who else is, you know?
I could see that.
It was fun.
I took a home ec cooking class in eighth grade, and we learned how to make French toast, soft pretzels.
Ooh.
And I can't, I maybe.
Soft pretzels.
Yeah.
Do you remember that recipe?
No, well, but I mean,
dig up a plant-based one.
I lived off of soft pretzels. It's going to be
whole food plant-based and no oil.
Yeah, we'll it can it be
out.
Done.
We'll figure it out.
I think, what do you think, how did it end when you left? Like, what do you even say?
Well, before I was leaving, I mean, we shut down jamming like around 8 o'clock, and his buddy took off. And then, all right, okay, now it's time to bust out those chickpeas. Where are they at?
Oh, you brought those out later then.
Oh, yeah. Here, let's get them out, you know. And so I sliced, you know, just showed him. I pull out the basil and the tomatoes, slice all the tomatoes, chop up all
the
basil.
What was he saying?
He's like, dude, is that easy? I'm like, yeah, look at, open. I had him open a can, rinse, and just drain it, rinse the chickpeas, boom, in there. Here's the basil. Here's this. Threw in.
Simple.
It was like two cans. It probably used like a quarter cup of balsamic in there.
This is your standard. This is John's standard recipe.
I whip open. I eat that for lunch. I eat a whole can of chickpeas. Yeah. You kidding? I love it. I whip open her cabinet. I'm looking like, yeah, there you go. You got iodized salt. This is the salt you need. Because I see on the counter, he's got the pink salt.
Oof.
You know, he asked, what about the pink salt? I'm like, nah. No, why? Use iodized salt. That's what you need.
Explain it.
It's been a whole problem with people's thyroid function without having iodines or iodine, you know, iodized salt or iodine. You know, I don't know if you're going to eat seaweed or what is it in? It's in sea vegetables also, but yeah, I'm not really all up into that.
It's easier to just get it in the salt with the iodine.
Know, people salt things, so.
Yeah, I've had a couple people have nodules.
Yeah. And they just change the salt they're using, and their nodules go away.
And the doctors go, I don't know what happened. Wow, we were going to do a surgery.
What happened to your, where are they?
Yeah.
What?
And how do we know this?
Because we're doing it.
Because of the extensive nutrition education that we continue do throughout the last 14 years That's of this right. journey that we've been on.
Backed by rigorous research and evidence.
Exactly.
It's
more.
Not opinion.
It's facts in real life, you know, situations, and more nutrition education, by the way, than doctors.
Yeah.
Like 10,000 times more probably.
Oh gosh. Yeah. They don't get educated. I mean, what do they get? 80 minutes?
80 minutes at Stanford.
Wow.
For nutrition education. And
some schools are more, but
some
mostly less.
But this is something that's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Whole food, plant-based. Let's not be confused with processed foods, plant-based. This is whole foods, plant-based, okay? It's foods actually coming out of the ground, growing on trees.
Yeah, in a natural wrapper.
In a natural wrapper, and it's easy. You know, we eat brown rice, we eat quinoa, we eat some brown rice pasta.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how we did this. We didn't have this fake meats. We didn't have yogurts that were vegan. There weren't things like that out there. We were eating just the main things, and that's all we teach. And we just went through probably, well, we've taught over 350 classes.
Yeah.
350 nutrition education and cooking classes. This year we launched our very own Eat Your Plants Off diet and lifestyle medicine classes. So
that's right.
There, people are crushing it. And this year alone, I think we did 137 recipes so far. They're never the same. The same from last year. And they're never any oil. They're always wonderful. We've never eaten more foods, more flavors, more cuisines than ever before. We do a lot of joking around back here over, the three dead animals we were eating forever. And I was thinking I was going to give that up. Like my life was going to end over that.
What am I going to do?
My only regret is that I didn't start the 6 months prior when I first saw the documentary.
Yeah.
That is my only regret.
It's all right. Hey, man.
I've got probably more, but I learned from it. I learned just to tell everybody, go 100%. You're going to see the results.
Yeah.
You know, and then it comes to that whole, there's a reason why I talk about that. That whole dopamine and the flavors that hijack everybody's brain when they're trying to, I know plants work, but I want to taste this. That is the food addiction part. Mm-hmm. You know, I just saw somebody talking about Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Hold on. We have a new Chick-fil-A in town, and
ridiculous.
I'm not going to lie. I flip it off when I go by.
Yeah, you should.
I'm on my bike. I've never seen more traffic. This desolate...
That corner
all of a sudden turned into a traffic jam. They put it right here by the apartments.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... You know, they're putting it in areas where people don't have money and they're making it cheap to eat these foods.
Junk.
Yes. Yeah. So we've never eaten a Chick-fil-A. Give us a shout out for that. Not gonna either.
Or Panda Express, which is also in town.
Never seen that.
I just saw it once. I'm like, that just looks greasy.
Did you ever think
that
we would say we haven't eaten at McDonald's in 14 years?
Gosh, I couldn't even think about
January
that.
4th will be 14 years.
13, 14 years.
And we didn't even eat there, but more than a few times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we just...
I might have slid in there for a breakfast, Sammy, now and then.
Recently?
Possibly. No, on the way to work. No, a long
That's
time
That's the way ago. It sounded.
Shit, long time ago. Jeez.
Yeah, we weren't...
Before going plant-based, hello.
We just went through Isabel's book. So let me bounce to this. Isabel came over. She was going through some of her old stuff, and she had this book from sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
And right in the book, just like she says, like, and we had cooked dinners every single night. My mom cooked dinner every single night.
Yeah.
And healthy dinners. You know
healthy
what I mean?
Healthy on what regard?
Oh, the turkey. We had turkey
Standard
every night.
American.
Yeah, the Heart Association. Yeah, ground turkey, low-fat cottage cheese, low-fat yogurt, faye yogurt. What a joke. What a lie. Like, I'm mad that I got so sucked into the consumerism of it or the marketing of it all. Like, this is going to... That's the whole reason why we got into making smoothies was
that's
that stupid yogurt.
So, it's hard for people to pull
away
out
from
of that. It's hard.
I'm just going to have a little bit.
Always learn. That's what's constantly on the radio along the side of the road, to smell in the air.
Everywhere. Processed foods were engineered to hijack the brain's reward system.
Big time. All the food was designed for it. Look at the commercials on TV. It's either shitty food or some shitty medicine that's going to make you feel shittier.
And everybody's just walking around watching it.
Feeling like shit.
Wondering why they feel so bad and why and that's the whole thing. You go into the hospital, you have all these tests done, and people continue to say these weird things to me like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, what?
What? What do you mean you don't know what happened?
Did you not hear a word we've been saying for the past decade?
Yeah, it's animal gets into your body within minutes. It starts clogging up your arteries. It starts promoting cancers within minutes. It starts hardening your arteries.
Yeah.
Cheese, dairy, milk, low-fat milk, low-fat cottage cheese, low-fat yogurt,
anything.
A little bit of this, a little bit of oil that you're pouring on. Listen.
Anything with a face or a mother, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, that's what's clogging you up.
We were there because that was the dopamine hit that we would continually go through that we were worried we were going to give up.
Well, they spent billions on that to keep you coming back for more.
And look at now. Now Halloween's coming. Oh. You walk in the store and it's in your face.
Jeez.
In the face.
I'm telling you.
This is where the change happens, though. People learn that they have control over that. You know, somebody asked me this week, and thank you for this. We're going to talk about it. What do you do for Halloween? They asked me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was like, let me roll up my sleeves that I don't have. We've been giving out apples and bananas for, this will be maybe, is it 14 years this year?
We
sent 2013.
You know, yeah. No, so, 13 what? Full years, starting the 14th.
13th
January,
year, we're going to be handing out apples and bananas and some vegan fruit snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like Costco has just fruit, you know, they're just fruit things or whatever.
Yep.
We get rid of more fruit than the snacks every year.
Totally. Totally.
Try it.
It's awesome.
Awesome. I feel good about handing things out that are actually good for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And they like it.
Like, I'm not buying some crappy candy that I know it's going to hurt this kid's arteries and their life.
There's the cognitive dissonance. Well, I don't want to think about that right now. It's the holidays.
I just want to tell about the kid. I remember. I still remember him a couple of years ago. They know. They come up and they're like, oh, there's the house. It's got the fruit. Yeah. And then I see the one kid going back to the street, little Spider-Man. I got an apple. He's holding the apple.
Dopamine.
Up. Yeah. And he didn't care that we saw who he was. He ripped his mask off to start eating it right there.
That's what I mean. Food isn't just fuel. It's identity. It's tradition. It's love. It's all of these things. And to see that it can be good on top of good on top of good, you can get excited about fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
It could save your life and you could get excited about it and it could give off dopamine.
Yeah.
Switching to plants can feel sometimes like you're losing yourself, I guess, was what people think. I thought, oh no, I'm going to be a tree hugger or something. You know, who?
I didn't. I was just like, as long as it tastes good, I don't care.
That's true. That's how you went into it.
That's all I went, like, that's a mostly guy viewpoint. As long as it tastes good. I'm good.
We nailed that.
Because I knew it was all BS, all the commercials of real men eat meat. Really? I used to. I was really sick. Okay.
Yeah, you were sick. What did he say when he saw you? Because it's been a while
like,
since
oh
he
my
saw
God,
you.
Dude, you look great. Jeez. Give him a hug. He's like, oh my God, dude, you're like fit or something.
You said do like not that. Look 58.
No.
Not one bit.
I forgot. I'm 58. How do I don't know how I'm supposed to act.
I don't either.
Act your age.
I'm roller skating. I'm riding my bike. I'm doing handstands on the wall. I can't do it freehand. How did that make you feel to hear that?
It felt good. It felt good. And then I feel like I want you to feel this good too, you know? That's how it makes me feel.
This is why we're doing what we're doing, trying to reach more people.
Yeah.
Because it's genuinely what our mission is. We want people to feel this good, and we know you can, and we know exactly how to make it happen. I guess that's the win of this, is we actually we've been doing this lifestyle medicine approach for over 5 years with this community.
Yeah.
I wish we would have been, there's another regret. I wish we would have kept keeping track from the beginning.
Oh gosh, yeah.
We've only been keeping track since
the start of the podcast,
47 weeks. And just like you said to him, we just want you to feel this good. How did he react when you said that?
He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, he knows. I know. I got to definitely change up what I'm doing.
Did he text you back?
I don't know.
Let's take a look.
I don't see any text yet.
Not yet.
I see one from my wife. Hold on.
Me?
You're my wife, aren't you?
What? A text for me? Probably says, could you grab it? Could you grab this? Could you grab that?
It's show notes. Sorry.
It's show notes.
This lady don't stop working, I'm telling you.
There's a lot of things that go into, thank you. There's a lot of things that go on when we're trying to make this change, and what an opportunity to talk about it, because it's not his fault. It's not your fault listening. If you haven't gone 100%, if you're not sure how to get on board, if you're staying stuck, you know, fear of change, social pressure, there's a lot that goes on. But I'm going to tell you this. There's always going to be holidays. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be people that don't agree with
what
you're doing.
There's always going to be shit going
There's always going to be stress. There's always going to be tough times. We're all going to go through grief. There's going to be traveling. You're going to end up at games. You're going to end up at... This is for 14 years, our life keeps going. But what doesn't keep going is the chronic disease.
Doesn't need to.
It doesn't need to.
You know, no matter where you're at, there's usually a grocery store, and they most likely have produce, you know, fruit and stuff.
Easy.
I mean, just a quick grab.
Man. We learned, well, we were not distracted with those junk foods, by the way.
What?
We weren't distracted with vegan junk foods back in 2013. They weren't around. So we went in and we bought fruits and vegetables. We actually bought fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, that was vegan when we were back.
That's what that meant. So if you're struggling, if you're having some hard times, just stick to the basics, the evidence of how to do this. Fruits and vegetables. We're going to survive. We're not just going to survive. We're going to thrive. And it's also what we're always talking about and teaching is that misinformation that's coming in our face all the time, the billions of dollars that go into marketing, the food, the pharmaceutical company. And I mean, I feel like it's just us and a few, just a little section of people going, hey, you know,
hey, you guys,
there's a better way to be living. You know, we're just saving lives over here. Be a part of it.
Yeah.
There's more, there's a lot that goes into it.
Only because we lived through it.
Yeah. You know? There's a lot that goes into keeping you sick.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into keeping you sick, and I don't think you realize it.
No. No, people don't. They don't realize it.
I mean, there is a, it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money, money, money.
Yeah, it is.
So there's that, you know.
But your health is our wealth. That's where we're at.
What if, this is what I was going to talk about this week. What if doctors were ranked on how many people they got off medications?
Yeah. And the MVD of the year, who's the most valuable doctor?
Could you imagine if that's what the medical system was actually like? Like, let's rank people the way that we rank sports players.
Seriously. Yeah.
Why don't they do that? Well, I mean, we know why, but...
Yeah. Again, it's all about the money, money, because they're not going to make any of people are healthy. That's what they're worried about.
I mean...
It should change. You should be... In the standard medical system.
It's
the opposite. How many medicines, how many patients have you seen? Have you followed the standard protocol?
Because
when you don't, we know enough doctors, they get shit for not following a thing or spending too much time with their
Do
patients.
Do you think everybody here knows
plants
this?
Plants and stuff.
Do you think everybody here knows this? Because we hang
doctors
out with
lose
them.
Lose their jobs. They start their own practice. They do their own thing because the medical system
is not based on merit.
They get pissed that they find out that once they learn this stuff, like, why aren't they teaching this in medical school?
So let me explain this because I want everybody to understand the depth of this. We go to these conferences and there's all these doctors who went to medical school, the greatest medical schools, and they found out about whole food plant-based and they're like, holy shnikes, I went to medical school to save lives and this wasn't taught to us in medical school. So then they realize, wow, I'm kind of in this system where my job is not by merit of how many medications people get off or how healthy people get. It's more on...
how many they're taking.
How many
people
taking.
They're seeing? How many patients are you getting through your thing?
So they come back and they talk about it. Exactly this. I mean, think in sports we celebrate visible wins, touchdowns, home runs, goals. Think about that, everybody. Yeah. In sports, we celebrate visible wins, but in medicine, doctors are ranked by volume, not victories.
Yeah, that's it. No claps for that.
I mean, where's the leaderboard for reverse diabetes and heart disease? Well, we're trying to start one with the Plantspiration Health Report. But
we're doing it. That's what I'm thinking. Like,
where's the ESPN ticker for people who get off meds and lose 100 pounds naturally?
Here, Plantspiration Health Report. But...
we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, but let me tell you, it's not the doctor's fault either.
No,
it's not your fault, you guys, for how, you know, eating a standard American diet and just all this whole system within a system of another system that's all, you know, money-based.
It's a sick care system.
Yeah.
It's a sick care system. We were completely sucked into it. We were completely stuck in it. We didn't realize that the most common sense thing, eat more fruits and vegetables, was what could actually prevent and reverse disease.
Yeah, I kind of remember maybe hearing about that over the years.
I mean, we really try to eat healthy.
But it just doesn't...
Well, it's hard when you've got marketing coming at you, when you've got all this information coming at you, when you, even in the plant-based world, there's so much confusion of where the evidence originally started. When we started this, when we watched Forks Over Knives, there was no question on how to do this. There was no processed foods. It was fruits. It was vegetables. It was beans. It was legumes. It was steam them. It was saute them in vegetable broth. It was exactly how we did it from the beginning.
It's how we'd still do it.
It's how we still do it. It's how we still teach it. I mean, this is the original way of preventing and reversing disease, what we're doing over here. And then we take the lifestyle medicine approach, which is those pillars of... I do lifestyle medicine coaching, the sleep, the exercise, the stress management,
you know,
removing toxins and making sure we have a support system. That's the evidence of diet and lifestyle change. And that this is where change is happening.
Seriously.
Globally.
I mean, you go even deeper than that. You help people work through stuff, you know, with the neuroscience.
Then I added that in because I was like, well, look at everybody knows the information.
Yeah.
The majority of people that I talk to who are stuck or not reaching their goals, they already know the information.
Mm. Yeah. They know but, all the books, all the doctors, well, all the stuff. The
that's why I supercharged my powers, got certified in neuroscience coaching. Yep. And now we are really seeing a lot of people rewiring those old habits, taking the information and aligning it with their beliefs.
Exactly.
We know that's breaking cognitive dissonance. Kapow.
Kapow is
over
right
here.
For sure. So if you're doing a great job.
Thank you. If you're listening right now and you're feeling that tug, that little mix of hope or fear or I don't know or should I? Yeah, this is your moment. Don't wait until your body gives you the intervention. Don't wait until body shuts down.
Don't wait for a diagnosis is what my new thing is. That's don't wait. I'm going to make.
Take our classes this week, Wednesday. It'll give you an opportunity to see what's going on, to see how people are doing it, to hear from people at Plantspiration. You know, last we were down 2,130 pounds, and it's just going to keep on going. We don't want to just talk about this stuff. We don't want to just talk about all the research. We want people to take action, and we are great at getting, you know, that's what the whole mission was of Plantspiration. Educate, motivate, and inspire.
And inspire, yep.
We're crushing
it. That's it. I mean, it's just a matter of
this is where the change getting happens.
In here, getting to plantspiration.org, getting in here. I mean, that's, you know, sign up for the free classes you got going on, right?
Yeah. They're
for
free.
The next, this week, four
the
four
whole month.
Weeks.
The
yeah.
whole month.
Yeah.
We'll break down that cognitive dissonance. We'll break down that tug of war between what you know and what you do. And that's what that repetition does when you keep showing up. Because you can give them all the information you wanted last night. And I know you poured your heart out. And I know the drive home was probably that I can't wait for him to do this and how good he's going to feel. Because we know, we hear it.
Yeah.
I just want to break whatever obstacles in the way for people. And the only way I can do that is when I talk to them, when I work with them, when they show up, when they say, okay, I'm ready for this. We're here for you. Mm-hmm. You just need to show up. What would you say if he was listening?
Dude, give me a call. Give me a text. Let's
go.
Do it.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Everybody's start is different. Everybody, that's why I do individual coaching.
Oh, yeah.
You see, there's so many. We've been there, I guess.
Exactly. Everybody's got their thing, you know, or even when it comes down to food, what they're liking, what they want, or what their flavors are. I mean, you help, you know, iron all that out.
I help people break free.
So, yeah, exactly. So they're not feeling like they're missing out on something because you gain so much more. You gain so much more foods and flavor and so much more life.
I could break it down like this. We teach people how to break free. You're part of it. You did it last night by facing the friction. Stop running from the discomfort. Okay.
And I was like, listen, I've known you a long, long time. I'm not going to bullshit here.
Right.
Like, you got
to
like just, that. You can't, you just got to stop.
Cause we care.
Stuff. And yeah. I'm like, it's just hurting you no matter what, no matter what animal or what it is.
It's that's really going to keep hurting damage. You. That's going to keep hurting you, but the discomfort of growth is going to last a minute or two.
Exactly.
That's the discomfort of growth, of doing something different. Then I make people name their lies, that limiting belief, those lies. Yeah. Ugh, I won't be able to just, what are you thinking right now?
Yeah. I won't be, I can't do what this.
What story are you telling yourself to stay sick?
Yeah, that's a good.
What story are you telling yourself to stay sick and to stay stuck? Then I explain fiber and I create the evidence. Every time you eat more fiber, move your body, show up for yourself, your brain rewires towards that alignment. There's a whole system of, or there's a whole step. There's, you know, a system I have going on, the way that I get people to make these changes.
Yeah.
And then when you surround yourself with people who are actually doing it and going through it with you, the living evidence that you see over here on the daily, on the weekly, on the monthly, this is what we do inside Plantspiration, and it's incredibly motivating. I mean, it's how you silence the old identity.
Yeah.
You can't be your old identity and stay sick and be excited to get your prescription and the commercials on TV for, I know that drug.
Yeah.
That's a whole other identity I had.
Man.
I don't want it.
No.
Not when I felt this, but was the change uncomfortable? Yeah. It was uncomfortable saying I'm going to do something completely different against everything that I've ever learned, against the American Heart Association diet, but I need Faye yogurt and I need this. And
wine and cheese.
That was a bunch of BS. I need to reverse disease. I need to get to a healthy weight. I need to get outside and ride my bike. I need to eat my plants off.
For sure.
That's what should be taught to everybody. And it will be, because we're going to keep talking about it until everybody knows about it. It doesn't mean you have to do it. Just everybody knows smoking cigarettes is bad.
Yep.
Notice how it just is what it is now. Some people know and they keep doing it, but at least everybody knows.
Yeah. It's there.
That's then, how then I feel about it.
Exactly. Then it's your choice whether or not you're going to keep smoking. Because I was there. I used to smoke.
Me too. And there was a time I liked watching smoke come out of my mouth. Like, I remember saying that, like, this is cool.
But they made it like
that. And then then I was mad about that. Then I would tell myself the BS, like, I can't quit now. I'm too stressed out. I'd probably get sick. Like, that's the stuff I would say.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
We have to choose courage over comfort. And that's that. There it is.
There's no, it's hard to change. There's no change while you're comfortable, I feel, you know? It's just doesn't happen. Like, you got to really push yourself.
Well, and you can say you can push yourself, but pushing yourself, to me, I will say this to anybody listening, is the moment that you act in alignment with what you believe. So that's the kind of stuff that I talk about.
Yeah, like, I don't mean in the gym or anything. Just like push yourself to think outside of all the shit we've learned. Could I have learned all the wrong stuff my whole life about food and how the systems are and everything? And
So let's, for example, just say last night this information goes over well. This is where the magic happens, by the way. If he's at his house right now and he's actually going to avoid any animal right now, if he's going to open up some cans, if he's going to align himself with his beliefs in his mind, it's just took one day for us to go, wow, we made it through a whole day of eating fruits and vegetables that we know is going to reverse disease. One day, and that's how you take courage over comfort. You take your life back.
That's it. Yeah. You just got to do it.
We're just over here saving lives.
You just got to do it.
Does that make sense what I'm saying for anybody listening? Like,
yeah, we need an MVP, MVD. We need a what do you call it?
I don't know what you're saying.
For the most valuable.
The most valuable players up in here?
Yeah. Because we've helped.
A lot of people break cognitive dissonance. A lot of
people, and it's awesome. And I feel good about it. And I just want more people to feel this good.
Cognitive dissonance, I did write this down, is a battle between who you were and who you're becoming. The only way to win is to choose your future self.
Yeah.
And that is that moment you grab those fruits and vegetables. That's that moment that you say, you know what? Stephanie said that's in a package, you know, processed food. Don't eat that. That those are the wins that keep it going. Speaking of keeping it going, do we have a health report this week? You were out. We might not have gotten it together. Did we have anything come in? Because I do have some wins.
Yeah, we had a little bit come in.
And let me just say this. Thank you, everybody listening in. The Plantspiration Health Report is something that we started because we aren't clinical. And I thought, hey, we got to keep track.
Why not?
But we are talking about doing a study. We are doing a study over here.
We're
getting the pieces together. The Plantspiration Health Report is brought to you by the most valuable people on the planet. Yeah. And that's everybody at Plantspiration who are actively reducing their risk for chronic disease.
That's right.
And this last health report, we're down 2,130 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about people reversing AFib, reversing heart disease, reversing autoimmune, Graves' disease, lupus, thyroid disease, Hashimoto's, all of these things, diabetes, restless leg syndrome, PCOS, diverticulitis, infertility. Yeah. The list goes on and on for the amount of incredible things that diet and lifestyle do, and we want to show you. So, John, what does it look like this week?
Well, do you want the weight right out the gate?
Sure.
Because we're up. This is one of those more of a... there's a lot of changes going on in people's bodies and stuff. Mm-hmm. We are at 2,138 pounds.
I like it. So, I'll take it.
Heck yeah, we went up 8 pounds.
We included people in the class. Yeah, that's good. And we included people in the classes.
Nice.
Who are showing up to our classes. We want you to be a part of it.
Yes, yes. But still, people are checking in with less swelling.
I love this.
Less pain. Feeling lighter, more flexible. People are getting better sleep. Feeling happier, and they're finding joy.
Let me ask you this, if you're listening. What in the world is holding you back from going 100% with diet and lifestyle changes to live longer, prevent, reverse disease, get off medications? I mean, the evidence is there.
Yeah, it is.
Now let's take action. I had this really beautiful post that somebody made. It was. It is their anniversary, and this is so important that I think.
What anniversary?
Anniversary of being a Plantspiration, a year of identity shifting, is what we're gonna say. And I'm gonna read this out because
happy anniversary.
Not only are they down weight, okay, they're down weight, and they continue on their journey, but sometimes there's so much more to go into it. And
I'm saying. Yeah. It's not all about the weight.
Some people
need to gain weight because they're sick. You know what I mean? It goes either way. You're just here to help.
Exactly. And when we talk about diet and lifestyle changes, people think that it's just about the food, but I think this really wraps it up. Mm-hmm. So they say, this is what my wins are for the past year. Calmer, clearer mind. And by the way, results typical.
Yeah.
Results typical. I've eaten more plants than I ever thought I would. I learned how important journaling is on a regular basis. I mean, John, that was in Forks Over Knives.
Yeah.
I love this, that they're taking it. We're getting them to take action. I learned how important daily meditation and gratitude are. Yes. Mm-hmm. I learned how important it is to drink lots of water throughout the day. I learned how important it is to get that movement in. I learned how great it feels to feel great and how little it takes for me to not feel great when I get off track. I learned how important community is, and I learned not to worry about my loved ones who don't eat this way. I'm focusing on myself, and they will come along when they're ready. I learned it's not about perfection, it's about practice, which makes progress. I learned keep showing up for myself, and I learned I actually crave steamed broccoli with potatoes.
Yum, I want some right now. That's freaking awesome. That is an awesome anniversary present.
This is what everybody deserves to feel.
Yeah.
This peace, this happiness. And you know what? Their life hasn't changed around them.
No.
But the work that she put in, outstanding.
For sure.
Excellent. For sure. Excellent. And this is, you know, thank you for that, because that is what I want people to understand.
She's fueled up more for taking on whatever life's thrown at her.
She's absolutely crushing it. Hell like, yeah. talk about success. Did you say that there were questions too? We keep getting questions back. And thank you guys. If you have questions, drop them in the chat. Email us at team@plantspiration.org. Maybe we should have an unplugged email.
I don't know, maybe.
She's getting bombarded.
You can either email team@plantspiration, John@plantspiration, Stephanie@plantspiration.
You guys, email John@plantspiration your questions.
That would be cool.
What do we have?
That would be great, because I usually the ones that read them.
Mm-hmm. Give me one.
This is great. My doctor said diet doesn't reverse disease. Am I crazy for believing him? I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, now you.
Yes. If your doctor doesn't know that, that's unfortunate.
It is.
He should go ahead and check out the latest research all over the place.
Yeah.
It's there. But the fact that you know it is the most important part of it. And what I want you to do is to get in here and let's take that information and put it in action so that you get to see the results you deserve. Exactly. And your doctor will be pleased to see too. And then you can show him how to do it.
I hope.
Are you crazy for thinking that? Maybe let me address this.
I mean,
it's just what we've been conditioned to believe, that if a doctor says it, then that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, like that's the final word, you know.
It's not the way it is. It doesn't work like that. So that whole...
We're not doctors, but I'm telling you, we're really changing lives for the better.
Well, we're getting to the... Well, we've learned how to get to the root cause of disease. Cause,
right.
To prevent and reverse, and that's diet and lifestyle, and those studies are out. And this is a lifestyle medicine program. And I'm a lifestyle medicine coach. I know exactly what we need to do to get people crushing it.
I mean, I've said it before, you know, doctors, you know, they go to school. They're amazing. They want to help people and do all this. And somewhere along the way in the schooling, they just kind of learn how to help with their symptoms.
And they don't have time to talk about this usually in practice.
I'm not talking about surgeons that actually save people. You know, just like it just happens.
We have a lot of doctors recommend their patients come to us. So if you're a doctor listening,
we are doctor recommended.
We're doctor recommended. Our program is great. We're a 501c3 nonprofit.
That's right.
Any other questions before we get out of here? Because I want to go for a bike ride. It's 80 degrees in October. October is confused,
This is a good one. Kind of goes with what our whole thing is here. Why does it feel harder to eat healthy when I'm with friends?
Social dissonance.
It's social.
Yeah, you just...
Like, you don't want to offend them or what?
Well,
you still want to fit in?
It's like you want to fit in. It's... Oh, you don't want to cause a scene. Yeah, you get that kind of stuff going on.
Here comes potato lady.
And then a lot of people do get that. You know what I mean? So what I recommend, I would coach would be go anchor into your new identity. I'm a healthy person. I don't eat animals anymore.
Yeah,
I'm a healthy person. I don't eat stuff that causes chronic disease.
I thought we were getting together just because we're friends and we like shooting the shit. It doesn't matter what we're eating.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what we're eating. I mean, that's a shift in the way that you're going to react to some of that stuff. Don't let it bother you. It doesn't matter because sometimes that's about them.
It is. It bothers others. Mm-hmm, it's like them. It's like you're holding the mirror up and they got to look at what they're doing thinking,
I've seen people run from me in the grocery store, physically run.
Yeah. I remember we were there once. I saw the cart turn down another aisle. I just caught a glimpse. I'm like, is that? Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
It's like, wow.
I ate like that.
Yeah.
Even if I've taught you how to do it or if you know how to do
it. It's not like I'm not going to run after you and be like, what's all that crap in
your
cart? Yeah,
no. No. And I don't want, and if you're running from me, stop and think, why?
My cart used to look the same way, dude.
Why?
I'm not bashing on you.
Why are you running from me?
I don't know.
Because you don't want to get healthy? You don't want to be reminded that there's something you can do?
They don't want to get out of the matrix. If you guys haven't listened to that episode.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Why do you want to stay sick?
I don't know. I mean,
that's what I ask people to ask themselves. Why do you want to stay sick? Why do you want to stay stuck where you're at? We're going to leave it at that, and we're going to go for a bike ride.
Heck yeah.
We just want to tell everybody that you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay sick. And we're just over here trying to save some more lives.
For sure.
Hit us up this week. I hope we see you in class. This is why we get these these episodes out. And thank you for all the likes, the subscribes, the shares, the follows. Let me just mention, by the way, we're at 71,000 followers, 727,000 views. And that means more people are hearing that there's something we can do when it comes to beating breast cancer and to beating chronic disease. So we hope to see you around soon. Thank you guys so much for being the inspiration the world needs to see.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Bye.